In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I guess you've heard it like I've heard it now for many weeks. So many people saying, I've never known anything like this before. With so much forced inactivity. When have so many people's plans been upended, wedding dates changed, school graduations canceled, 80th birthday parties scrapped, cruises and weekend times away, and vacations all scrubbed? When have so many rules been changed or made temporary? And then changed again. The terrible tentacles of this virus out there has reached into our homes, into our schools, into our church, and into our wallets. This time of forced inactivity gives many of us a feeling of being off course. Of being adrift, of being without an anchor. Some of us pray every day for some significant revelation, for some trustworthy person who we can believe will guide us through these times, week to week to week. If you were listening just 3 minutes ago, when TJ read, you heard him read that story from St. John's Gospel about the answer to our prayers, about that person, that trustworthy person that we pray will help us. God has already sent that person to help us go on. And St. John says in his holy gospel, that person is Jesus. John was there in those moments in the upper room with the disciples. It was a very, very unsure and trying time for all of them. They were discouraged by what was going on around them, like many of us. Find ourselves often discouraged in these days with this forced isolation. Jesus said to those disciples what he said to us this evening through his holy word. Jesus said, I am the way through this and out of this. What I say to you is true. And what I offer you is my life. We may not know what the next step in our lives will be. But Jesus knows. Because God and Jesus are one. And if we stay close to God in these days and depend on God, we will get through these days. To better days. God in Jesus Christ has already promised that he will never, ever let go of us. Jesus said to those worried disciples that night in the upper room, trust me. Trust me. My love for you is endless. And then Jesus said to the disciples, now hear me. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not let your minds worry. I will be out ahead of you always. And one day I will turn. And you will be there. And I will bring you where I am forever. I tell you, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Trust me. Trust me. He told his disciples, what I'm doing for you will outshine or outlast anything that the world can ever do to you or for you. In our lifetime, none of us has ever experienced anything quite like we're experiencing these weeks. But for those of us who put our trust in God, we are well to remember that God in Jesus Christ is out in front of us every step of the way. Our lives have been off course now for many weeks. It feels like we're adrift, even disoriented. But we are well to remember that God is always guiding our way. And God will guide us out of these days to better days. God has already sent us a person to help us find our way through these days. Believe and trust that with God's help, there will be better days, both here now and forever. I close with this simple little story. It just seems somehow appropriate today. A faithful parish member was getting her things in order, so she asked the pastor to come by so she could talk with him. She wanted to talk about her final wishes. So she gave him a list with her favorite hymns. And she gave him a paper with verses that she had written out from the Bible that she wanted read when that day comes. And she told him she would like to be buried with her Bible. Well, having received the information, the pastor said a prayer with her and then got up to leave her apartment. And suddenly the woman remembered one more thing. She said, "Pastor, there's just one other thing." And the pastor turned and said, "And what's that?" She said, "This is important. I want to be buried with a fork in my right hand." Well, of course, the pastor stood looking at the woman, not knowing what to say next. And the woman explained. She said, whenever she attends our church dinners, those dinners and buffets, you know, cooked by Helena and Bonnie and Jan and Summer. She said, when the dishes are being cleared after the meal, someone always leans in over the table and says, "Keep your fork." It's always my favorite time, she said, at those dinners, because I know that something even better than the dinner itself is coming. Something like deep dish apple pie or velvety chocolate cake. So when people see me in that casket with a fork in my hand and they ask, "What's that fork for?" Pastor, I want you to tell them, keep your fork. The best is yet to come. Jesus promises us all an abundant life here on earth. Many of us know wonderful blessings in this life. I believe that better days are coming again. I pray that the worst may be behind us. And I believe that because Jesus is the way and the truth and the life, and because I trust Jesus, I believe that the best days are even out there yet ahead. Do you believe that?